there was a line of police officers pushing their way down Pike Street, pushing and dispersing the crowd. There you can hear the reports of a combination
rubber
of flashbangs that they often use to get people's attention, and also in the clear rooms and hostage situations, and a combination of gas that's being used here in the area. The gas is being pushed in front of the crowd, and they're pushing the crowd down in front of them. Currently, we see a number of officers in line. They're wearing riot gear. They've got vehicles behind them with lights. The crowd seems to be pushing ahead of them rather a calm pace, but they are being pushed. Earlier today, we're standing at the location of 4th and Pike, where all of this happened earlier today. There was some concern among the police officers that when darkness fell, they would have some serious problems. Earlier on, we saw more graffiti being painted downtown, not from the protesters, but from what appears to be taggers from gangs in the Seattle area.
Governor Gary Locke is with the police chief, and the mayor's about to hold the press conference, and we're going to take that in just a few minutes. But the governor obviously showing solidarity with the city, offering to provide whatever help the city might need.
And the corporate TV news obviously not telling the full truth about rubber bullets. Potent tear gas is their next step. It's kind of like telling your parents you're drunk when you're tripping on acid sort of thing.
And we'll hear from the governor and the mayor and the police chief in just a matter of moments.
CLPD has stood resolute. Chief Stamper earlier in the day saying that his men and women have been very restrained in the way that they have confronted the demonstrators and been confronted by
them. Don't believe a word of it.
Shown restraint, shown patience. But as Gene noted,
this man is lying.
Given the okay to use
he works for the interests of capital.
Apparently the police have decided to make their move at least in one location right now.
This intersection right here near Westlake is a scene of, I would say, the most damage that we've been able to ascertain for the day. Some dumpsters overturned, some dumpsters set on fire. But given the fact that 30-some thousand people were protesting in downtown Seattle, 19 arrests were made. For the majority of the day today, the scene was fairly calm, fairly peaceful. The face of this demonstration was relatively placid.
Okay, we have to shut down one of our live locations located at 4th and Pine. That is where Jim Pullman was. Apparently, the tear gas has drifted into his area. They had to shut down the camera and move out to avoid the gas, getting out of the range of the gas and getting out of the way of trouble.
The police being told just a matter of moments ago that they were going to be allowed to use more gas if necessary. The press conference underway right now. The curfew about to take effect at 7 o'clock. The effect of that curfew was it's a civil emergency, and anybody who does not have official business in downtown Seattle, in the area bounded by Denny and Yesler, I-5 and the waterfront, may be asked to leave, and I would suspect asked quite forcefully by the police to leave that area.
Let's go to King 5, Lori Matsukawa, and to 8th Avenue and Pine. Lori.
Dennis, I think we have solved one of the questions we had. Who are sending off all these booms?
Okay, Laura Matsukawa live at 8th and Pine. Lots of activity earlier in the day. The protest beginning early in the morning at about 9 o'clock, and some of the disruptions and demonstrations, encounters with police shortly thereafter. King 5's Alyssa Hahn with that story.
It was a constant and often violent clash between police and protesters throughout downtown Seattle today. As police strapped on their gas masks, the usual tranquil business district turned into what looked like a war zone earlier this morning. At 6th and Union, some of the first rounds of tear gas were fired into massive protesters after they turned over trash dumpsters in the streets. As the crowd broke up, there were screams of panic throughout the crowd. Quick to take down those who refuse to back off. Others use a different tactic, taking a peaceful stand of defiance. The Paramount Theater was the focus for the rebellion. Forming a human blockade, protesters tried everything to keep delegates from entering. Fist flew as frustration reached its limits, even a delegate throwing a punch. Other delegates were only able to enter with police escort through the bus barricade. For the thousands of protesters, it was mission accomplished, delaying the opening ceremonies of the WTO. In Seattle, Alyssa Hahn.
Alyssa, thank you. Jim Foreman is standing by live. We understand this area has been cleared because of gas being used, and you've got your gas mask on now, Jim.
Yes, actually, I'm taking off the mask now.
Hey, wait a minute. Why didn't he get arrested?
The streets in a south-to-north fashion, 4th, 5th, 6th, they've got tear gas, and they're moving the crowd out of the downtown core. We're at Westlake, where we had been through most of the day, and it was just the time to leave. Our equipment had been vandalized, and for our... they're breaking the windows at the barn. Maybe you can hear in the background the windows at the barn.
Breaking now, Jim, as you talk, keep describing what you hear.
The gas is starting to drift in this direction, but it really isn't... It really isn't so strong yet, but if police continue their march north on 4th, we should see up to see the gas again. Just so far, one big window of the barn has been broken, and the Westlake Center also, they tapped on the windows, those seem to hold their own. But a large number of people continue to move their way out of the area. People who thought they were coming down to see a show have found themselves now in the middle of
Will make a violent revolution inevitable.